ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Rain and flooding are the concerns in Southern California as Hurricane Hillary moves closer to the region. Currently off the coast of Mexico, it could be the first tropical storm to make landfall in California in over 80 years. Nancy Ward with the State Office of Emergency Management says for those who could be impacted,
signing up for alerts, ensuring that you have a go bag ready to evacuate should you be asked.
She says preparation is key. FEMA says it's working to make sure people in areas impacted by Hillary have the resources they need. FEMA also continues its work in Maui, where 114 people have died as a result of the wildfires. President Biden will visit Maui tomorrow. Russia says its first lunar mission since 1976 came to an end when a lunar lander crashed into the surface of the moon. It was unmanned. This is ABC News. California's DMV says GM is going to cut its use of Cruise autonomous robo-taxis in San Francisco while the DMV investigates a crash between a driverless Cruise and an emergency vehicle last week. Ukraine's president's vowing revenge after a Russian strike on the northern city of Chernihiv killed 7 people and injured more than 100. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge is at the scene. He says a local theater was the target of the attack.
Russia targeting a drone demonstration event with ads for the event posted on social media. Valery, the commander of a Ukrainian drone unit, inside when the missile hit.
It was only 1 second, yeah? Boom! And after that, you don't understand what happened.
But many victims, including at least 13 children, were in other buildings.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Parts of Wisconsin are forecast to reach highs in the 90s next week. Pet owners are encouraged to keep their animal friends safe. Mike Moan reports.
Kristen Schrank of the Wisconsin-based group Alliance for Animals says in general, ripple effects from a warming planet pose threats in a variety of ways.
We're experiencing extreme heat and cold, wildfires, smoke and poor air quality. So this is not only impacting, you know, humans on the planet and their companion animals, but it's also impacting wildlife.
For summer heat, Schrank says pet owners should always keep fresh and clean water accessible along with a shady spot. For those with a yard, she says enhancing landscaping, such as adding trees or shrubs, is helpful. Cooling mats for dogs are another option. And when taking pets on a walk, experts say you should be mindful of the hot pavement and either put protective boots on the animal or have them stay along the grass. Despite greater awareness, Schrank says there are still tragic situations involving pets being left in hot vehicles or outside in the extreme heat with no protection. Last year, there were 57 heat-related deaths among these animals in the U.S. She says under Wisconsin law, there are certain civil liability protections for those who spring into action if they observe that type of situation.
Essentially, it does allow people to cause damage or, for example, break into a locked vehicle that has an animal that is suffering inside due to heat.
And the person taking action also has to follow certain guidelines, such as calling 911. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Educated educators talking education. The number, it's a call-in show tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The topic, back to school. What do you wish for as we go back to school? 844-967-2789. Johnny Lupinacci, what's going on out there in the state of Washington, my friend?
I mean, we're getting ready, like, back to school is in full effect. Most of the teachers I know are reporting. You know, I'm at the university. We're back up and running. Students on campus getting ready for classes. And, you know, it's fall. We're in a heat wave. But I hear more than ever, Tim, and this is kind of interesting. We'll see what callers have to say if they're out there listening. But more than ever, I'm hearing teachers talk about being back to school and the dreaded endless PD, professional development, at the beginning of the school year. And you know what I'm hearing, and we can get into it or not, we'll see what tonight brings, but I'm hearing more than ever, can we please not do the same thing where we list out on flip charts or on, you know, some sort of some medium, maybe walk around, put post-it notes up on why we do this job. We do it for the reasons we do, and we have weeks and weeks of training and preparation and a lot of work to do. And it's feeling like, you know, that slog of all of the meetings and PD trainings.
Oh, come on. This is the perfect time to backwards map your strategy for academic achievement for the year, dude. Come on. Yeah. Look at, I can see Anya right there, our producer, nodding her head like,
for
oh, sure, my God.
Man.
Do you remember professional development the way Johnny's talking?
You know, professional development was so different for me because I was teaching in a very teeny tiny school where there were like four other teachers and it was religious education, but very much the feeling of like, guys, we're going to backwards map our way to success. This is the year that the sticky note to our souls is revealed. And in my mind, I'm just like, I just wanted to put up posters in my classroom. This isn't.
Yeah.
I love that. That's the part right there, John. If you think about it, you know, teachers, is, you know, again, we, all the crazy PDs. And actually, I'll come back and say, I actually went to a really awesome PD last week at a school district here outside of Columbus and was really impressed of how not backwards mapping, sticky noting this whole encounter was. But, you know, when you think about that, though, the fact that that is what sticks in people's minds when we talk about back to school and teachers, like, oh, my God, not professional development. Because the reality of what Anya just said is that I got a lot to do. I got stuff in my classroom. Please, you know, let's not have this professional development. And you think about it and go, okay, what is wrong with saying professional development teachers, you get a whole day to work uninterrupted in your classroom. Like that's really great professional development. Or buddy up with a teacher in the building, and you guys contribute to each other, helping each other get ready for the school year. That sounds to me like great professional development. Number 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education, or as we say, E-cubed. Back to school, what do you wish for? Well, there's a lot that we all wish for. I think, you know, here's some headlines, though, as we are coming back to school. Just, I don't know if this is to rain on the parade, but hey, guess what? There are no teachers as we head back to school. The teacher shortage that was there last year.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go. Guess what? Headlines. School districts still without teachers days before classes started. There's a headline. How about this one? No AP African American history in Arkansas. Welcome back to school. Hey, here's another one. As we begin the school, students are worse off than they were last year. And hey, just in case, the Taliban, those women, you know, they're not letting women be educated out with the Taliban. So no teachers, no AP African American history. Students are worse off. And if you happen to be in Afghanistan being ruled by the Taliban and you're in female, you will not be going to school. That's back to school, Johnny. How do we put that in the sense of saying, okay, PD, the no teachers, though? I think about that one, the teacher shortage as we go back to school. And we put this out as, what is your wish as we go back to school? I really wished we could be coming into tonight's show talking about the ways schools, communities, education preparation programs have been rallying together to say, not a teacher shortage, not here, Johnny. We have done some great shows on solutions to the teacher shortage. You know, we think about our friend Prentice Chandler down there in Tennessee, Austin Peay State University, Grow Your Own Teacher Apprenticeship. You know, we had David Donaldson on from the National Center for Grow Your Own. When I see the teacher shortage out there as this issue, and when we see what happens with the Grow Your Own, the teacher apprenticeship, it starts to make you wonder, okay, what is it about not wanting to replicate a successful program like they have down there in Tennessee? Johnny, thoughts?
Yeah, Tim. I mean, I think it's really important that we, you know, emphasize that here we are again with the teacher shortage, but that there are places who have creatively, you know, navigated that and are working to recruit and do things differently. And I think that's part of what some of the excitement is too, is there are districts and schools and groups of folks thinking about doing school differently. We're still adjusting and learning so much after COVID really changed the landscape of how we think about what's possible to do in schools. And so, you know, I get excited about that. I think like for a lot of schools, school leaders, have thought, let's do things a little bit differently, and let's flip the script on this, and let's do what we can to bring in great people who want to be working with our youth, and let's make it happen. And so, unfortunately, we're not seeing enough of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of my wishes, if we're going to get in there.
Yeah, come on. Put to Johnny Lupinacci wish.
Yeah, I'm going to put out there is that when we start to talk about teacher shortage, and we've done it on this show a few years ago, we had some really great folks come on. Maybe we can even reach back out to them to get some updates. But we started learning about reframing it as sort of the teacher burnout and demoralization that's going on. Because in general, it's an exciting time. You're getting your classroom set. You're getting really, you know, situated and buckled in for, you know, for a school year. It's an exciting time. It ought to be an exciting time for young people coming into the school. It ought to be an exciting time for their teachers. And that energy is really important. And so the more we understand how we can support teachers, and remember we had, I can't remember the person's name. We had a wonderful guest on here, and I'm drawing a blank, and you might remember, but she talked about teacher demoralization, right? Right. That popped into my mind this week when I was hearing so many teachers excited about the back to school, but also saying, I just hope we don't. And then fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, you know, when you brought up teacher shortage, I was like, it shouldn't be shocking to us that we're losing great people in education all the time.
Right.
And so, do you remember that? Remember that show we had?
I've had on the podcast Doris Santoro. I don't think we've had her on the live show.
Okay.
She's the scholar at Bowdoin College that actually wrote the book called Demoralized.
Yep.
Maybe that was a while back, Johnny. I think you're referring to. Yeah, we did have Doris on the show. Doris Santoro at Bowdoin College, Demoralized, and she really frames that as the going. Okay, even let's not call it burnout and. You know, again, whoa, the teacher shortage. Hey, how about checking in and going, why is there a teacher shortage? Well, there's a demoralization aspect. You know, the teachers are out there. A lot are calling it quits. Last year, a lot of teachers have said enough's enough. Teachers aren't going back. You know, you and I are looking at, you know, working with future teachers, you know, trying to keep them in the major. Enrollment in teacher education becomes an issue. You know, how do we move past this? We have to, though, acknowledge, as you said, Johnny, that it's such an exciting time back to school. And there's this teacher, feeling like I want to get back there. I want to get back into the classroom. But then, and these are the ones coming back with all of that determination to say, we've got this. But the fact that they're fully conscious of knowing about the potential for the continued demoralization. So what is it about the conditions? Maybe that's the wish list. If you're a teacher out there and you are heading back, you're like, no, I'm not walking away. I've got these kids. I've got the community. They are absolutely top notch. I'm going to do this. What are you wishing for this year in the sense of, what do you want people to know about what it means to be a teacher? What goes on in your classroom? How can we, the community, support you as a teacher? The teacher wishes back to school teachers. Yes, I know you wish for perfect students. You wish for no absences. You wish for every parent out there to think you're the most awesome teacher in the whole world. And okay, great. Those are great wishes, but let's put it out there. What are you hoping for, teachers? Because Johnny kind of put this out. We know you're excited. We know you're ready. We also know that when we talk to you, some of you are sitting there going, I just hope it's better than last year. You know, think about that, better than last year. So if you want it better than last year, okay, we're going to ask you, what does better than last year mean? The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Back to school, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, you know, putting it out there. Teachers, what do you wish for? Parents, you're out there. What are you wishing for in a back to school? And how about this one? We know there are students out there. We know there are second graders listening to Busted Pencils every Tuesday. Now, we know there are. You can call us, ask your mom and dad, ask your grandmother, ask your uncles, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Tell us what you are wishing for when you get back to school. It is the back to school episode. It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. When we get back, more of your wishes, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbor.
Famers.
We bleed green and gold, and we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
There's no pollution here on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, back to school. What is it that you are wishing for as we go back to school? Teachers, give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking about, wishing for. Parents, what do you want? Students, we said you're out there. Second graders, maybe it's you're too young to call. Third graders, though, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. 12th graders, juniors in college. Anybody out there, when we talk about back to school, we're not just talking about K-12 because, Johnny, you know, we are, in fact, back to school for you and I mean some of our students are older than us. You know, look at it like I have future superintendents that are going, quote, back to school. So this whole idea of what does it mean? People are like, ah, back to school. You know, so you're talking about the JCPenney sales on clothes. No. Back to school. It is a cultural time in America, back to school. What does it mean? What happens? Is this that opportunity for somebody, you know, like you said, you know what? I'm going back to school this year because I want to be a you know, so a principal, I want to be a superintendent, a teacher, I want to be a principal. Somebody out there going, I want to go back to school because I've heard Tim and Johnny talking so much about the fact that there are grow your own programs. I want to go back to school, be a teacher and come back and teach in the community where I grew up so I can contribute. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Mark, what are you wishing for on back to school?
I just hope they start to lose some of this sensation that they need to start banning some of these books that they find people are now finding offensive. Because I can remember in sixth grade that, and I don't know, I remember some of this stuff, but sixth grade, all the girls were reading The Diary of Anne Frank, and I was getting more science fiction books. Like one I can remember, I think, was Asimov's The City and the Stars, which actually has stuff in there that I imagine that some of these more conservative elements might find offensive. I can remember in eighth grade reading A Stranger in a Strange Land, which they certainly has been showing up on some of the banned book lists. So, I mean, the children today are like, you know, that are a lot more aware of the social injustices that have gone on in our society. And that it seems like now that the rise of the right and the denial of actual American history is just kind of deeply disturbing. I can remember in fifth grade, the fifth grade teacher talking about the Holocaust. I mean, right. Describing the showers in Nazi Germany, and today that was something like that would get a teacher fired probably. I mean,
so Mark, I want to phrase this. So you're wishing, if you had a back to school wish, you're wishing that the right and the freedom to learn and read is something that students and teachers are going to encounter this fall. Is that your wish for back to school?
I certainly hope so, but I think the right is, you know, they're getting more and more powerful, it seems. And, you know, like just in Arkansas, you were talking about before, they don't have advanced placement for an African-American study course, and that they want to deny history. And, I mean, that guy, goodness sake, we got Ron DeSantis talking about how slavery is so beneficial to the people that were enslaved because they may have learned various skills. Well, from reading some history, I mean, that up until, you know, that emancipation, but even past it, I mean, it was illegal in some places in the South, some states in the South, over much of the South, it was illegal to teach enslaved people to read. I mean, the abolition literature was confiscated and destroyed. I mean,
literature. You know what, Mark, I think about this. And Mark, thank you for giving us that call. Really, again, the wish list, freedom to learn, freedom to read, freedom to have people stop banning books. Johnny, I think that's how's Mark's wish? How do you see Mark's wish playing out this school year as we go back to school?
I mean, I think it's a big one. And I share Mark's wish in that I hope school leaders give space and protection for their teachers to teach. Right. And we talked about that kind of ties into some more recent conversations we had, you know, Commissioner of Education in Kentucky, Jason Glass, talking about why he's had to step down, why he's stepping down, choosing to step down from his position. But we have a lot of listeners who are school leaders, and we talked about when is enough enough. And for a lot of teachers, they are the front lines, and they are the ones who are saying, even if we're being told, you know, be careful what you teach and not do this, there's no way good teachers out there are going to stop teaching, say, about the Holocaust or stop teaching about, you know, the truths of our American history, right? And so, you know, that is a wish I have. I wish, you know, for more of our school leaders to say, teachers, keep doing the good work that you've been taught to do. That's a plug on us, Tim. I mean,
there you go. Teacher educators, you're out there. What are you wishing for? Go ahead, Johnny. Sorry.
We know that it's not always possible. And in fact, there is an attack on what can and can't be taught in classrooms around this country right now. And so a big wish is that school leaders offer that kind of protection and space.
Mm.
Confidence to teachers to do good teaching, right?
Nice.
I'll kind of dovetail into Mark's wish and say, you know, I'll double down on that one, Mark, and let's get it directed at school leaders, like superintendents, school board members, principals, you know, lead teachers, department chairs, heads, saying, let's get down on this.
So there, okay, so wishing for teachers to not encounter book bans, to not encounter that type of thing. Johnny, then turning that into wishing that school leaders are going to take this time to step up to provide that, what do you, I don't know, cover, I guess, or you know what, let's not call it that, to provide the leadership that your teachers who are coming back to school excited want so that they can engage deeply in the teaching that matters most to their children. It is Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded back to school wishes. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Rain and flooding are the concerns in Southern California as Hurricane Hillary moves closer to the region. Currently off the coast of Mexico, it could be the first tropical storm to make landfall in California in over 80 years. Nancy Ward with the State Office of Emergency Management says for those who could be impacted,
signing up for alerts, ensuring that you have a go bag ready to evacuate should you be asked.
She says preparation is key. FEMA says it's working to make sure people in areas impacted by Hillary have the resources they need. FEMA also continues its work in Maui, where 114 people have died as a result of the wildfires. President Biden will visit Maui tomorrow. Russia says its first lunar mission since 1976 came to an end when a lunar lander crashed into the surface of the moon. It was unmanned. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Tuesday night, we sell anything you want to be. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The call in. It is back to school. What is your wish for back to school? We had a few out there. Mark, thank you for the call last segment. Mark was wishing that, you know, we could do away with book banning and curriculum banning and all of that stuff. Johnny morphed that into wishing that school leaders we're going to show up this year as leaders and provide that type of conditions in which those teachers who are out there right now anticipating, man, what's it going to be like when I get back next year? They're going to walk in and go, whoa, I've got a leader that is providing me the space to teach powerful, to teach in depth, to continue to do what it is that we do out there in public schools, especially building the future in our democratic institutions. Think about that, right? It's like back to school. What do I wish for back to school? I wish that we, in those of us who know the strength, the power, the promise of public education, we find our collective voice this year to help. We'll say what we say here on the show. My neighbor, your neighbor, your colleague who's your coach, the hairdresser, the person working at the grocery store, they recognize together that the schools of their communities are the building blocks of those communities and the future of democracy, and that we are not going to sit around. You, my neighbor, I know you do not want the public schools here to close. I know you don't support vouchers, charters, and choice. I know that. I've seen you at Friday night football games. I know you love being there. We need you. My wish then, Johnny, is that, all right, I'm going to put this as a wish. I wish that on the first Friday night football that anybody attends out there, people say thank you to the public school system that makes available, makes possible Friday night football. I don't know. How's that for a wish, Johnny?
I mean, I like it, Tim. I think it's good. I mean, I'm a big fan of extracurricular things that school provides, and whether it's sports or it's clubs, I think that's another thing that I have for a wish, is that, you know, we recognize how important the whole thing, all the programming that's affiliated with school is for our education system. You know, so I wish folks could really dive into, like, this is an exciting time. Back to school can be really great. Football, it's all the things, it's all the activities that provide, you know, more than just reading, writing, math, literature, all of those things that become part of it. And what I wish about it is that we don't dump it all on teachers. As things are cut, I don't want to be negative. It's an exciting time of year. It's really important, especially for a lot of our communities. It's a huge kind of like social activity, especially when we talk about football, you know, and then basketball and all the different sports. But the way that back to school and having school functions are part of our towns, are part of our neighborhoods, that's important. And as we make cuts and as we experience cuts in funding or choices, and it does fall to teachers to keep that stuff going. And so, you know, let's think about it. Let's not just continually make more work for an already really hard job.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the wishes, wishing for back to school. Well, some students out there are wishing it wasn't back to school. 844-967-2789. Carla, you are out there. Carla, what is your wish for back to school? Welcome, Carla.
Hi. I'm a retired teacher, but I guess my wish for teachers today is just for them to stop being demonized, and I want to give an example of that. I wrote a letter to the Waukesha School Board, and I got an answer from one of the members that he insisted that teachers are indoctrinating, politicizing, and sexualizing children. And I just wrote back that I can't, how hard it must be to teach in a place where your bosses, you know, your leaders feel that way about you. So that's just a terrible thing to hear.
Yeah, Carla, the fact that, you know, you said Waukesha, I mean, a school board. So you wrote a letter to the editor, or letter to the school board, essentially saying, hey, you know, how about making sure the teachers have the room and the ability and, in fact, empower them to teach? And you get back from a school board member. Well, no, I mean, they're politicizing, they're radicalizing, they're sexualizing. I think about that rhetoric too, and it's just like, man, it's getting old, it's getting tired. The whole idea that, you know, school is this indoctrination factory where kids are being, you know, taught all it's like, first of all, no, that's not happening. Okay. That's a story that's been made up to, as I say, to make my neighbor believe that those things are happening in schools. It's not really happening. And if you want to talk about indoctrination, I'm sorry, but we need to frame this the way it really should be right now. If there is any indoctrination occurring, it would sound to me like this board member is much more interested in supporting the right-wing indoctrination that we see happening in Florida, that we see in Arkansas with truly outlaw, no AP African-American history in Arkansas. I'm sorry, the indoctrination that's occurring is really started fully in the last 2 to 3 years with the attack on critical race theory, moving this now into very specifically going, we're not teaching African-American history. And as Mark reminded us, and if we teach anything about the past, we're going to remind people that slavery was good skill development for people that were involved in slavery. That's the real indoctrination that's happening out there. My goodness, Carla, any more thoughts on that?
They had originally they originally insisted that all the teachers take down any rainbow signs, things that said safe space, you know, for everyone and everything. So there's a lot of banning. They're insisting that sexualizes children, and we're encouraging children to be, I don't know what, you know, gay, trans, who knows what. Whereas it's really supposed to be that teachers insist that they care about all students and want them mm-hmm. all to reach their potential. And I wish the school board could support that. So that's
I wish they would
point.
Too. Well, thank you, Carlin. Thanks for that call. And again, check out go to the Busted Pencils podcast at Civic Media, though, and check out last week's show. As Johnny said, we had the commissioner for education from the state of Kentucky on to talk about him making the decision that he's stepping down, largely around this issue here is that, you know, particularly, and I know what you're talking about in Waukesha, this is, Johnny, this is the rainbow land. Yeah. This is where the teacher got fired for, you know, having the Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus song, Rainbow Land. The attack on LGBTQ, you know, and that's where Jason said, that's it, you know, there's a space and that, to have conversations about things we disagree on, but the idea that that would turn into policy where he would have to implement harm, no, you know, we're not going to do that. And so, boy, thinking about that, yeah, I really wish, when I think about, you know, all of the marginalized populations, boy, you know, the LGBTQ plus community has just been under a constant assault. And boy, back to school wish, you know, I really wish that children, that teachers, that people are allowed to be who they are, to have that opportunity. And in fact, schools need to be those safe public places where you can be who you are. You can express this. There's a freedom when you walk into a classroom, when you walk into an American public school. Again, all of the freedom lovers out there, what is it with freedom that you hate so much? The idea, right? It's like I'm all for freedom. I just don't want you free to do anything that bothers me. Okay, yeah. Well, then you can't be for freedom. You can't be for freedom, Johnny Lupinacci. You know what I'm saying?
And I do, and I appreciate Carla calling in, and you know, and adding that to the wish is that I'll kind of add a little wish to that too. I wish we would gather accurate information before we launch attacks on frontline workers, and I mean in this case teachers,
right?
Other than information, because what Carla said is like there isn't harm being caused, and in fact there is. A lot of myths that are put out there that activate people to attack without having good factual information around what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a wish I have, is that we, like, everybody slows down and gets information on what's happening, right? And I think that would really create a healthier dialogue, a healthier disagreement, a healthier conversation that doesn't go directly to teachers are trying to do and then list out those accusations that, you know, unfortunately, you know, teachers where Carla's calling from are dealing with, and they're not alone. That's happening at all. Right? We have these accusations locally here in Washington around teachers allowing students to use litter boxes, and there were all kinds of these hyperbolic myths,
right,
going just like wildfire, and absolutely not true at all. Mm-hmm. And it isn't only in education that this is happening, although this, you know, the focus of our show, you know, but pencils is that we talk about education, but this is a larger cultural thing that if we all just take a deep breath on, you know, and commit to gathering information and building trust, even when we disagree, but building trust in things like public education, I think we'd get a lot further. And I don't know a single district where teachers are like closing their door and committing to doing harm to children. In fact, if you're really curious, reach out to your school principal and say, I would really like to debunk some of this information because I'm not sure what's happening in schools. You're welcome. In every school I've been to, you'd be welcome by the school leader to come check it out and see what they do in that school. And commitment to all children and to not doing harm. Outside of that, our school boards, our school leaders, we can have productive discussions on what we think that looks like. Mm-hmm. But stop launching attacks without information on what's happening. Because I think a lot of folks get played in that, right, Tim? I think about some of the people making those accusations, and they don't have all the information. So I have a little bit of empathy for them, although I wish they weren't making those accusations or those attacks. But they also are misinformed. So remember, if you're out there listening and you are on the side that says, hey, this is wrong, they're trying to, you know, sexualize children and they're trying to do these things, that's just not happening in schools. So if you're worried about it happening in schools, reach out to your school leader and do a visit. Like, go check out what's happening in schools.
There you go. I wish more people, before they, you said, went to the attack and did the exit, get some facts. And as you said, Johnny, you know, go to a fifth grade classroom and watch students engaging in the trade book Number to the Stars that talks about the Holocaust and see what happens when we teach fifth graders about these horrible things that are going on. Go and watch it, okay? It's education. It's about lifting people into a spot where they can see the world and see some of the things go, not again, we're not going to do that. We have to be able to have an opportunity. Freedom. I wish for the freedom for people to learn. I wish for the freedom for teachers to be able to teach. I wish for the freedom for my neighbor to walk into a classroom and really know what's going on. One more, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Busted Pencils. More when we get back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The issues of the day before the American people must get done.
The memo says we gotta work to make the facts with the false charges.
Oh, it's a dance night, Tuesday night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Again, the best bumper music. Donya, do we call it bumper music anymore? Is that still radio lingo?
Oh, yeah, we can call it whatever we want.
Okay. Okay, the best bumper music out there in America right now. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Back to school wish list. What are you wishing for? The number is 844-967-2789. Mark called in wanting to wishing that banned books wouldn't be banned anymore, and that, you know, we can go back into that. Carla, again, looking for the ability for school leaders, school board members to stop saying things about schools and teachers that aren't true. Johnny putting out there the wish that if you have a desire to know what's going on in schools, go make an appointment, go sit there in a fifth grade classroom and see what's happening as they engage in long division. There will not be any peeing in cat litter boxes when we're doing long division. I guarantee you that won't be something. That one drives me crazy because that one is like the myth that went across every state. And there was some state legislator or some mayor or somebody in all of these places that got up publicly, they're all on YouTube, and stated unequivocally that they knew for sure that there were litter boxes in their local school. And the reality on that one is no, didn't happen anywhere. And so all of these places where people said, we know this was happening, it wasn't happening anywhere. What a hoax. I wish the hoax would go away. I really wish the hoax would go away. The other one, though, Johnny, I think about this. You know, we said, though, as we're coming in, I think about this. You know, one of the headlines, I hate this headline, students are worse off this year than they were last year. And that is a nice double talking. Go on, Donya. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm not someone just did someone just change their what they were doing?
I don't think so. Hope we're all out there jamming and doing the double feedback there.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, I'm thinking about these wishes, and you know, part of it that comes to mind for me is how, you know, how much I think as I'm just debriefing what we got into in this show, how much trust I wish we could build more trust between the general public and our educators, both ways. I really wish we could open things up more and say, you know, before these myths get far out of reach, or before we are worried about what can and can't be taught in classrooms as an outsider, that we build relationships with people in classrooms. And when I say that, I mean both teachers, but also students. Because I see that, I wish for people to just let kids be kids. Let teachers teach and let kids be kids. And when we don't trust that that's something we're willing to let happen, we start to try and control it all. And so, one of my wishes is let's build trust between educators and the general public, and let's focus that trust around how do we provide healthy, good education for all children. And when we focus around that, when I wish that was our focus, all the other stuff kind of becomes conversation around how to enhance good education for young people, instead of how can we ban this or allow this or worry about these things. Let's gather facts by building relationships and building trust. And in fact, we talk about it a lot in this show, Tim. We talk about democracy and restoring or returning to democracy, or really focusing on strengthening democracy. And we have a caller who calls in all the time, L.A. Tom, who reminds us, he reminds us, right, we're a government of the people, by the people, right, for the people. So a really important aspect of that is that, you know, if we're doing democracy, a core value. We teach this in social studies, a core value of democracy. There are these things called democratic values. A core value of democracy is trust, right? And so build trust by sharing facts, by having open doors and open space inside of our classrooms. And I think that will take us there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a double talk. I love that.
Are you hearing that on my side?
No.
Maybe it's just in my ear and Anya's ear.
Not in mine. Hold on.
I hope it's not going out to everyone.
So then we'll talk through it as if I'm not hearing myself double talking like that. It's Busted Pencils, 2 minutes to music now, sounding much way better there. Wish list, Johnny, you know, there it is. Back to school. Here we go. You know, lots of good wishes out there. And you know what I really wish, though? I'm going to put this, you know, to make it really, I wish that every parent, every child, every community member out there, the things that they're dreaming of for this school year, make them happen. Make these things come alive. Recognize that this time, as you said, Johnny, this back to school is such a huge cultural kind of momentous moment in time for people, whether it's first day of school in kindergarten, whether it's the first day of school as a senior in high school, this whole back to school, it just kind of rings as an opportunity. Let's make it that way for sure. Let's also realize we were talking about, you know, the students worse off than they were last year. Well, then let's not stand for that. Let's put forward this idea that says, you know what? We're not wishing for the best anymore. American public education, it is the best. That is what we deliver. There's no more wishing. The American public education system is the best. It is the best out there. It is the best opportunity for this country to maintain the democracy that we are experimenting with every day in this country, and to realize that the foundation to the freedom that people love, and I know people love freedom, that freedom is absolutely connected to a thriving public school system. So if we're talking about wishes and we want a real wish here that's going to really matter, I wish that this is the best school year ever. Busted Pencils, more next week. Later.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC.